Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. A small town, but a big part of Fred Thompson. It's where he learned the heartland values he carries with him still today. The son of a used car salesman, he was blessed with loving parents. Working two jobs after high school, standing in ankle-deep water on an assembly line one night, it occurred to Fred Thompson he might want to get a better education. Memphis State, first degree in his family. Law school at Vanderbilt, another first. Along the way, he read Barry Goldwater's Conscience of a Conservative, and it struck a chord. A small-town lawyer who helped in a local campaign and happened to meet a man named Ronald Reagan. A bond was born. Fred Thompson isn't a professional politician, but he has a lifetime of service to our nation. At a young age, Fred Thompson was at work as a federal prosecutor, attacking crime and public corruption. When Watergate rocked American politics, the call went out to Fred Thompson. As lead Republican attorney on the Watergate committee, he put honesty first. The rest is history. In 1977, Fred Thompson took on the entire Tennessee power structure. A brave woman named Marie Regianti blew the whistle on a major scandal. She found herself fired and harassed. Thompson fought for her when no one else would, and won. The governor ended up in jail. Elected to the Senate in 1994 as part of the conservative Republican Revolution, Fred went on to win re-election by the largest margin in Tennessee history. In the Senate, he voted to balance the budget, pass welfare reform, cut taxes, reform Congress, and strengthen our military and intelligence capacity. Fred put the heat on federal agencies by targeting mismanagement. His work identified $20 billion in wasteful spending. When President Bush needed a leader to guide the nomination of Chief Justice John Roberts through a partisan Senate fight, the call went out to Fred Thompson again. Roberts was approved, ensuring a conservative Chief Justice for the next generation. Advising Secretary of State Rice on international security matters, taking a lead on examining the challenges of dealing with China. Now, Fred Thompson is ready to serve again, ready to fight for us, ready to fight for our families. It's a job that his character and honesty uniquely prepare him to fulfill. A role only Fred Thompson can play.